Chapter 9. An Imposter. Early the next morning, the minister knocked on our door. I heard him telling my father that Abigail had had another fit. "My daughter is bewitched," he said. "Somebody is doing this to her." I decided to visit Abigail later in the day. "I'm sure she'll be well enough to see me," I thought. It was a short walk from my house to hers. When I got there that afternoon, I heard girls' voices in the garden. I stopped before entering when I heard Abigail saying, "Okay, it's my turn now." I hid behind a tree to see what she was going to do. Abigail stood up dramatically. She didn't look ill at all. The other girls watched her full of admiration. Abigail was clearly enjoying being the center of attention. What was she going to do now? A second later, everything became clear to me. Abigail's body started moving terribly, and then she fell to the ground, her arms and legs going in all directions. After a minute, she stopped moving and lay there motionless. It was incredible how realistic her fit was. The delighted girls laughed and applauded enthusiastically. "That was a wonderful performance, Abigail," one of the girls said, as their friend lay there motionless. "All right, Abigail, you're a great actress, but you can get up now," said another girl. But Abigail didn't move, even after the girls approached and touched her. I held my breath. Was she really unconscious? Suddenly, Abigail burst out laughing, stood up, and took a bow in front of her admiring audience. "I'm very convincing, aren't I?" she declared. "I gave my parents the same performance last night. You can't imagine their faces. I felt bad, but I had to do it. Now they believe Sarah Smith has bewitched me and is causing my fits." I stopped breathing when I heard Sarah's name. My heart was going so fast that I was sure the girls could hear it. What was Abigail saying? Every nerve in my body was tense as I continued to listen. "The good news is, she's in jail," Abigail added. "Sarah Smith is in jail. Is she really a witch?" a girl asked in surprise. "Are you sure?" "What makes you think that, Abigail?" another girl asked. Sarah was popular, and I could tell that the girls were having a hard time accepting this idea. "Oh, I know she is," said Abigail. "Haven't you seen that star pendant she always wears around her neck? That's a witch's symbol. I won't be surprised if her entire Quaker family is involved in witchcraft. Anyway, I'm glad she's in jail where she belongs." At this point, I wasn't able to control myself anymore. I burst through the gate and confronted Abigail. "So, you're an imposter, Abigail? You pretend you're having fits and accuse innocent people of witchcraft," I shouted, with hate in my eyes. "Sarah told me she thought that you were just pretending with these fits, but I didn't believe her. Do you know why? Because I couldn't believe that anyone, not even you, could be so cruel and malicious. I'm going to tell your father the truth about you." "Careful, Michael," Abigail said with a hostile look. "I could easily accuse you of witchcraft. Everybody knows about your friendship with Sarah, and it wouldn't be too hard to believe that you're involved too." Abigail turned to her friends and said, "Can you see, girls, that he's also wearing a star pendant around his neck? And do you see how he's trying to use witchcraft on me now, at this moment?" The girls looked at me and then at Abigail. They were obviously embarrassed and uncomfortable, but none of them had the courage to confront Abigail. She turned to me and said, "You see, I've got witnesses here who will confirm my story." "You must stop this, Abigail," I shouted. Then I looked at the other girls. "You must stop this, all of you. You're creating chaos in our town and getting people arrested and hanged." "Luckily, Sarah Smith is not going to be one of your victims. She and her family escaped last night from this crazy town. From people like you, Abigail." "Oh, you're wrong, Michael," Abigail shouted. "The Smiths tried to escape last night. I know that. But they were stopped at the town gate. Sarah was arrested for witchcraft, and she's in jail right now. Didn't you know?" My head started spinning, and I was furious. What was Abigail saying? Was this true? "I don't believe you," I said. But when I looked at Abigail and saw the triumphant expression on her face, I knew it was true. I turned and ran as fast as I could. I had to see Sarah. The jail was at the other end of town, but I didn't stop running until I got there. I had to do something. But what? As I approached the jail, I saw a crowd of people standing around the gallows. There were three figures standing on the platform with a rope around their necks, ready to be hanged. I felt like my heart was going to burst out of my chest. Was Sarah one of them?